back in that era now. At the moment, the memories are still very vivid and live at me now. It's a very good Cork team. They went on to win two All-Irelands, and it would come up against a great Meath team. But, you know, we didn't perform in a day, and that was the end of the story. When you're given a chance on any given day to play on the championship big match, you have to perform on those key days, and we didn't. But this present team are offering us a glimpse of what we had in the past, only they seem to be more organised.
It's been a strange championship for Monaghan in many ways. Obviously a very successful one at this stage, but it's been a strange one in the sense that went to Omagh the first day, beat Tyrone, one of the favourites for the Ulster Championship, well, and then lost next day out to Fermanagh, had to go the backdoor route.
Beat us by the narrowest margin, and it had a detrimental effect within the atmosphere of the Monaghan camp. But as all sportsmen know, and people that play represent club or county or in any sport, the next challenge is get up. Not how hard you hit the ground, but you bounce back up. And Monaghan, in fairness, got their away draws. Lucky draws, we can see it. But the point is, you ride your own luck. We were very fortunate to draw Waterford down in Waterford, and an incredible amount of fans went out to see Monaghan, and Monaghan performed very well on the day.
And then came through, and I suppose into the Super 8s, and in a group.
It was a tough group. Like we did have Leitrim, and then we had Laois to get into the group, and then we were drawn into the Super 8s, and it was a tough group. But the interesting point about it is you had Kerry, Galway, and then Kildare. Now, Kerry and Galway would be the automatic choice of 1 and 2 in anyone's grade. Monaghan would be third, Kildare fourth. But the people have to realise this is a well-seasoned Monaghan team, and they've been finishing the top in the last three campaigns. They're finishing the top four. Only once they've only missed to be in the top four in the last four seasons. So experience, and when we played Tyrone or Kildare in the opening game, everyone thought, right, this is it. But we were lucky to survive that match. But Monaghan performed very well. And sometimes you ride your luck. And when we had their next draw was Kerry, we should have a game that we had to go to Galway after. We should have Kerry buried, dead and buried in the opening 20 minutes. But that's as Kerry normally do, to come back and with a flurry and score Clifford's goal, left us hanging on the knife edge the whole way until we went to Galway. And the Super 8s performed exactly it. The games that wasn't supposed to be crowd pleasers ended up with three massive games in the end of that league of the Super 8s. And Monaghan and Galway deciding who would top the division. And we ended up topping, so we're playing our near neighbours, Tyrone now in it, and Galway playing Dublin today.
What has impressed you most about this Monaghan team?
Well, they're well-balanced, they're seasoned. The one thing, I'm looking at the performance of the team overall, I think the switches have worked very, very well for them. And we have a half forward in between SB Carey and Moen. It's immaterial where they play. I think the overall, the basic thing is they work very hard as a team. And they might be the most stylish. They're having the Maurice Fitzgerald or the Clifford style finishers. But when you have Conor McManus in your team, we know we have to walk the ball to him and let him perform his duties, which he's good at. And one of the best in the country, we have to make sure we use every capability. But the man that's really set this championship alight and is Carol O'Connell, number 7. He's been absolutely outstanding. And make no mistake about it, he'd be in the running for all the awards going. But all the awards mean nothing if you don't perform in a day. And the one thing about you have Rory Beggin and goals, the Wiley brothers and Kieran Duffy in the back line, really very, very good. And the work rate of the Monaghan team, I think that's what's the key element of this. Now, will be matched today by Tyrone, how organised it will be. But Tyrone are a very good team at organising. Their main thing is to look at the defences and make them disorganised. So that's the interesting thing that Monaghan will have to watch today.
Is there a fear in Monaghan that maybe an over-relying on Conor McManus and obviously this season as well, Rory Beggin for scores?
Yes, the one noticeable thing about Galway, Galway only conceded 1-3 inside their own half, inside 65 metres from there to the opposition half. So they really worked on not giving Rory Beggin. Rory had one shot at goals, one score. that was interesting. McManus overlaying McManus a bit, but Conor had a poor, what I would call a poor start for himself. To the outside, it might look great. But in Monaghan, he only took off against Kerry. And Kerry changed the game the second half and they put a sweeper back in front to cut off the supply. But the main threat was really the half-forward line, the walk rate that Malone and McInnesby, absolutely phenomenal. But Binny Curry and Carol O'Connell has been carrying the fight up most of the half-back line. Binny Curry with the goals and pints. Carol O'Connell, Drew Wiley coming from full-back scoring goal, pints. Colin Welsh the exact same. So the variety in the game has been very good. And a midfield of Nyan Cairns and Darren Hughes, not much praise all the time, which is a good sign of a midfield because they're doing a lot of work that, like Fenton in Dublin. No one sees, but they do all the work and the donkey walk in the middle. And the main thing, as long as they're there doing that, I think Monaghan have a great chance.
Systems and all that. Matchups for you.
Well, Colin Kavanagh will be Niall Cairns' man today. I'm at the Hamsey, Darren Hughes. That would be then. Tierra McCann, Frank Bourne, Peter Hart. Now, Peter Hart, we'll be looking at areas. There might be probably a switch there before the game. Desimone playing very well, will be hard to shake off. But I think the half-forward line of Dermot Malone out, Kerry and McInnesby, their job would be to make sure that the thrown half-back line would be pinned back at all times. They're very good at counteracting. Monaghan's half-forward line played deep, and we exposed McManus to the inside forward line. But, excuse me, I think the whole job would be the matchup is who picked McManus, and Brennan could do it, or Kiernan, it depends. But Tierra McCann, Frank Bourne, and Peter Hart in the half-back line, I think their job would be, Hart is slip back, his job would be mainly the playmaker, making sure that Matty Donnelly Sludden and Mark Bradley, who went off injured for us, for Tyrone in the opening 15 minutes in Healy Park, and he was looked very dangerous in the opening 15 minutes playing against Monaghan, but he's back now. I think that will be the matchup there. Kerry, Ryan will be picking up Bradley and McCallisky, more than Kieran Duffy, but Matty Donnelly, we will have to match, and I think Billy Curry could be on Matty Donnelly to watch him all the time, or Walsh. One of them will have to pick him up because Matty Donnelly does everything neatly. Make sure everyone's delivered precision all the time, and he carried the game to Donegal, as you know, the second half last year and this year, and it was a phenomenal thing. But the matchups only work on possession. The main thing is to stop them building from the back line, and if the inside forward line does all the damage, and I think the counter attack to Tyrone that scored 2-3 from the subs that came on against Donegal, we have to be very careful of that. And really what Mickey Hart has developed, which other thing that was common last week, was the fact that Mickey Hart's very happy with finishing with his best 15, not starting with them. He'll send in what he called the Warriors, the Gorkers, to soften up, to make sure these players are kept on their toes and wear them down, and send in the main playmakers in the game. And I think that's the decision-making that managers now are looking at. We've seen, for instance, what Dublin done to Roscommon last week. The subs creating a problem for Jim Gavin, scoring 217 from play, 317 from play, but the inside Poland scoring 3-9 of the subs that are not starting in the Ireland semi-final today. So that's the situation that Monaghan and Tyrone have to look at. What is the best thing? Monaghan, our subs bench, there's no question. We have Gardner, who's been playing very well. You have Desi Moen starting. You have Conor McCarthy, who hasn't ignited yet, but still waiting. You have Owen Duffy, resilient Owen Duffy, as we know. But in all those areas that are captivated, you just have to make sure the boys believe in themselves going on. When you look at Donegal or Tyrone in that situation, they have six or seven subs that any one of those can change the pattern of the game. And that's what's made Mickey Hart's team, they've been revitalised that way. But we can only look at what's been dealt with us, and I think the starting 15, they'll have to be very much on the toes. It's going to be an intriguing game, Tom, and for your listeners in the North East or North West, it really is fascinating. Everybody wants Monaghan to go on and to see what they perform like in a final. And we were unlucky ourselves that we never competed in the final, not to win one. To win one, you have to get to the final first and See, on that day, you have to work on it.
Is that pressure on the Corns team? Is it something that's maybe been overemphasized, or is something Malachy Roar can keep under wraps?
Well, he can keep it under wraps for one reason. We haven't reached there from 1930. And we'll talk about the great teams. This team hasn't won three Ulsters. They've won two. So they could do something that the 80s team couldn't do. Didn't get to a final. And I believe they can do it today, but the belief has to be within themselves. There's no question. It would have been mentioned to the players through people talking, which is the basic instincts of Gaelic football in Ireland. It's part of Ireland's culture. Our job has been brought up at the Gaelic game, and everyone talks, we haven't been in a final from 1930. The thing about it is, I actually thought it was a semi-final. I was interviewed the other day, and the man said, no, it was a final. It just showed, I was sort of switched off on that end of it. There's no question these players are keyed in, and they will know exactly what they have to do and what to switch off after the Fermanagh game this year, because lessons can be learned from that. We learn every day we go out, and all we need is just to memorise the small bits. But they'll know the final, to get to a final, they have to play 15 out of the 20 players or the 22 players.
And Monaghan takes the centre stage tomorrow. Dublin and Galway in action this evening. The prevailing view is Dublin are going to be in the final. What's the view?
Dublin-Galway match. So everybody's talking about the Monaghan match. So we didn't get much hype up until now. So the media sort of looking at us as past tense. But yes, you've seen what Dublin can do. What's coming with the reserve table and or reserve players. So the team they have, there's no question about it. Dublin are the team to beat. But there's a snippet. Why have seen Galway last week? Everyone can say Monaghan done a bit. Performance, but I feel that Galway held back last week. That was my own opinion. And I talked to past players, Galway and Monaghan, they felt the same. But the performance was that Monaghan went out and they fought for their lives and Galway didn't match it. I think Galway today will do what Monaghan done to Galway last week. And I think they'll go out against Dublin. I think they'll upset them for long periods, but I expect the strength and depth was when you look at the panel that Dublin have scored. 424 in the semi-final against Roscommon, 317 coming from player. You know, it's a formidable team, and you have James McCarthy and Brian Fenton midfield. Very few can match that midfield in Ireland, and there's no question about it. The inside forward and Minnan, Rock and Kilkenny, just unbelievable with O'Callaghan, Scully and Howard on the half forward line. They have the players, the momentum's there. There's no question the five in a row is in these players' mind, and it's in Jim Gavin's mind. Even says, though he says he might say, we look at every game different. But I think this is a team that's on a mission, and I have no doubt that's their goal. I expect them to win by about 5 points today.
And can Monaghan complete a treble over Tyrone in 2018?
The players are there to do it. Everything's been done to prepare the team for a semi-final. I believe they have it's a 50-50 chance today. But the fact is, before the last couple of years from Malachy come, this year we played them twice, which has never happened before. We have a chance of putting 3 out of 3. Mickey Hart has played Monaghan 8 times, won 6, lost 2. I think Monaghan today by 1 or 2 points.